This was in our news at the beginning of this month. We learned that the American Red Cross is facing an emergency blood shortage and really needs people to make an appointment and give to help patients across the country, including right here in Connecticut. And joining us to talk more about this, we've had Richard Brannigan on the show the last few times, and it's so nice to have him back this morning to talk about this in length. Richard, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. Good morning. Thank you for having us back. It's an important time for us, and we appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation about it.
What's going on, Richard? Why are we back to an emergency blood shortage? And does the summer have anything to do with this?
Oh, yeah, you nailed it. It's the summer. Schools and universities are out of session. People are on vacation. It becomes less of a focus. Blood donations become a second thought. And there's so few people who are eligible who donate anyway that when, you know, any disruption to that population or any disruption to the schedule, you know, really causes a ripple effect through the system and potentially impacts people who need blood on a daily basis, hospitals, patients, cancer patients, all of those folks who are desperately in need of blood. Sometimes have to go without those procedures if we can't get enough collections to keep up with the demand. And the demand doesn't stop.
I heard somewhere in, I believe it did come from the American Red Cross, like the entity, that for type O blood, there was some, what was it, 2-day supply or something? I mean, critically low numbers.
Yeah, type O is everyone's favorite in the medical community because it's the universal blood type. It can be given to anyone, and you know, folks who are aware of their blood type and who are type O blood donors potentially really can have a huge impact on the blood supply because when you're in an emergency situation and you don't know what the patient's blood type is, the hospital staff will reach for O type blood. And so that's why it's very, very important. And when those supplies dwindle, it becomes necessary for us to push out the messaging even more to get folks to pay attention to this and really to take advantage of the opportunity to help their fellow community members. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to do so. It's about an hour's worth of time total by the time you make the appointment and you go in there, and you really, really feel good about what you're doing when you're done.
So we are very happy to have Regional Executive Richard Brannigan back with the American Red Cross Connecticut chapter because we are dealing with a real crisis on our hands. We are seeing an emergency blood shortage here and across the country. In fact, it says that the Red Cross national blood supply has fallen by more than 25% since July 1st. And another big reason, as you said, Richard, is in the summertime, we're sort of out of routine. But another thing is we're dealing with horrific weather. And so people are not as inclined to go to those locations, you know, cancel, I'll go at another time. So the weather and certainly the tropical weather we're dealing with here, our hurricane season has been extraordinary just for the month of August alone. So what do you suggest people do?
You know, the solution to this is fairly straightforward. It's, you know, download the Red Cross app, visit us on redcrossblood.org, redcross.org, you know, make an appointment. See where the appointments are nearest you. You can put in your zip code for where you work or where you're going on vacation, where you're traveling to or where your home community is. And you can find a blood drive just about every single day of the week that's convenient. And those appointments are very popular most times of the year. This time of year, it's a little easier to get. And that's what the circumstance that we're in. So we're encouraging people to make an appointment, look at what's convenient for you, and roll up your sleeves and come help someone.
And again, you can certainly do that on the app. You could do it on the website. You can call as well. And something that could be a real misconception for people, Richard, blood cannot be stockpiled because sometimes people will say, well, why don't we just save it? But you can't. I mean, you just can't. It's not possible.
Exactly. And, you know, blood is it's not really a product. It's a precious gift from one human being to another, and it does have a shelf life. We are regulated, and of course, by the Food and Drug Administration and our standards. So we want to make sure that the blood supply is safe. So there are very high standards that we follow. And it does require an ongoing contribution of blood to keep the supplies flowing and to keep the medical community in keeping with what they need for demands and for surgical procedures and emergencies. And that never changes, as I said. It happens all year long. The demand for blood is constant.
So if people, you know, again, need to donate, which we know we do. In fact, there was another statistic here that I thought was really interesting. Over the last 20 years, it says the number of people donating blood through the Red Cross has fallen about 40%, which is substantial. And I also want to point out, Richard, that there was something major that happened in this last year where the American Red Cross now will accept blood donations from people in, you know, from the gay population, which was an issue for a very long time. So you would have hoped that we'd see more people donating blood. But in fact, we are still at, again, an emergency level. So how do people, again, go to donate, to look up appointments and do it pretty easily? Or even if they want to set up a blood drive, how do they do it?
Yeah, it's all done through the redcross.org website. Or they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and we will walk them through the process. Donating is a very simple procedure. And as you mentioned, the screening procedures and the questions that are asked are all heavily regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. And we're very excited about the changes that have been made to be reflective of the medical concerns that people would have rather than other considerations. So it really is a great time for people to step up. When folks are feeling frustrated with things they can't control in the rest of the world, they can't control this, and they can roll up their sleeve and they can help someone they don't even know, or they can do it in the name of someone they do know who has been a blood recipient, and give back a little bit to the community and to those that are in need.
I also saw this week in particular, Richard, the Red Cross of Connecticut unveiled a newly renovated blood collection center in Farmington. Now, that's not directly in our listening area per se, but I was curious because, again, this should also help in trying to get more and more people to donate and having a location, again, added in Farmington. But do we know if they're going to create more of these donation centers across Connecticut?
Yeah, Melissa, thank you for mentioning that. We're very proud of this new center. We've spent about $250,000 on refreshing it, and it matches the new center that we opened last year in Milford, and we have another center in Greenwich. And those centers collect whole blood and platelets. So we're really excited about the opportunities that we have, and that also complements our mobile collections. And as I said earlier, we're doing blood drives around the state every single day of the week. We do over 3,000 blood drives in Connecticut alone every single year, collecting well over 100,000 units of blood, which is a tremendous contribution from our Connecticut community throughout the state. And especially in your listening area, that's a key area for us. And we know that folks are generous and they will step up and do the thing they need to do for us.
We really appreciate it. And again, if you want more information, please go to the website redcross.org. And I always want to thank you so much for making the time to come on the show. We have the Red Cross Connecticut chapter on a monthly basis. Richard Brannigan, the regional executive, thank you so much for your time.
Melissa, thanks for having us. And please, everyone, stay dry and safe this week.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And again, for more information and to book an appointment, all of that, you can go either to the American Red Cross Blood Donor app, you can go online to redcrossblood.org, or you can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS.